Blissful pleasure without cause is natural identity, potent benefit, its display. So simple, right here in the current point of view. Blissful pleasure without cause. The fundamental identity, the essence, right here in the current point of view, whatever that is. The clarity blast blows everything into wide open clarity, devouring all pleasure-related viewpoints in great bliss. Just that, the very precious, greatly fortunate introduction to clarity. It devours everything in great bliss, just allowing it to be as it is, everything devoured in great bliss. In instinctive clarity, pleasure is no longer associated only with specific activities. Moment to moment, we go along, increasingly, each moment unveiling more pleasure. We start to see, whoa, it doesn't matter what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm sensing, what I'm experiencing. Everything is an emphatic statement of bliss. Without any idea about bliss. Not a blissful state that needs to look a certain way. Everything a statement of bliss. No longer directed like puppets to strive for pleasure, carefree beneficial qualities and activities spontaneously emerge. When we're driven by our pleasure motive, seeking pleasure and satisfaction in so many things, then we miss the bliss motive in each moment. We miss the inherent bliss right here in the current point of view, in the terror, self-arising bliss. In just allowing the terror to be as it is, self-arising bliss. In exhilaration, self-arising bliss. In burnout and boredom, self-arising bliss. In lethargy and fixation, self-arising bliss. In complete freedom from all absolutes, self-arising bliss. It doesn't matter how we dress it up. Naked bliss. This frees up our energy. Frees up our energy because we're no longer always seeking pleasure with our energy. The great cheering up of society and clarity uninstalls the puppet program of continuous pleasure seeking and simultaneously installs unending bliss. The game is over. No pleasure to seek anywhere but right here. It's up to us. We run on a program we installed. We're responsible for our own descriptions. No one else can make us have them. So we're never a victim of any of our points of view. Not ever. Never a victim. In instinctive clarity, we give up our right to be a victim. Victimized by all those points of view society forced on us, or our family, or whoever we're blaming. We're self-responsible in instinctive clarity. We uninstall the victim program and simultaneously upload bliss. Blissful pleasure is always fully loaded in all circumstances. The operating system of identity. Blissful pleasure is always fully loaded in all circumstances, whatever they are. The operating system of identity. It's very common that when introduced to instinctive clarity, one of the first questions that comes up is, well, what about this negative thing? What about war? Or what about child abuse? Or what about whatever it is? The only way to overcome all negativity of all kinds, individually and collectively, is in instinctive clarity. Just as instinctive clarity makes all special states obsolete in the individual, thus it does so in society. It's not rocket science. You know, it's very easy. Just as we lose memory and track of things that happened long ago, so society can lose complete track of ever being involved in suffering. It's up to us individually. We lose track of all memories of suffering in instinctive clarity because everything is self-arising bliss. In this way, we go beyond all causal effort. We go beyond cause and effect as a mechanism for making us feel the way we do. By the power of our own instinctive clarity, everything is normalized. Causality is a point of view. Period. Someone asked me recently, what do you do about self-loathing? Instinctive clarity. That's what you do about self-loathing. In self-loathing, self-arising bliss. Truly real pleasure does not come from a cause. That's the wake-up call right there. Pleasure does not come from a cause. Instinctive clarity is pleasure's magnificent mate. Very easy, very direct, right here. Whatever we're thinking, whatever we're feeling, whatever we're experiencing, self-arising bliss. If it's high or low or in between, the equalness and evenness of self-arising bliss. Since instinctive clarity is not a product of any condition, it is delightfully and potently present. As this and this and this and this and this. Simply resting without contrivance and clarity, our full force and pleasure power is spontaneously obvious. So simple. Nothing to get. Nothing to change. Nothing to do. All viewpoints are nothing but clarity, pleasure, enjoying itself. just you right here as you are. Clarity, pleasure, enjoying itself. Instinctive clarity deletes forever the viewpoint that pleasure comes only from causal circumstances such as food, money, sex, work, romance, friendships, family, entertainment, and so forth. Nothing subtle, nothing overt. Each moment equally self-arising bliss. All terms, subtle, overt, boring, exhilarating, all of them equally and evenly self-arising bliss. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. The forever fuel station. Thus, empowered to truly enjoy all of these with an attitude of carefree openness and responsibility, we carry on living with great ease no matter what comes about. When there's no pleasure to get to, nothing to derive sometime in the future, everything is freed up in beneficial qualities and activities. No need to sit around forever enjoying some blissful state. Bliss embodied in every single moment, no matter what it's looking like. Benefit, prosperity, and generosity replace constant lack and search for satisfaction and fulfillment. So easy and simple, a very direct equation. No pleasure to find in the future. It's right here. In the panic attack, in the terror, in the anxiety. In the imagined state of perfect bliss, the imagined state of perfect clarity. Each moment equal. No fabricated framework to put together in order to enjoy oneself. Complete release from the prison of pleasure motive. Looking for something sometime in the future. This moment, stripped naked. Just as it is. When a sensory twinge or urge is automatically described as sexual or erotic, clarity ignorance holds sway, unfolding a confusing story about these points of view. How many times have we had an erotic urge and then had a whole story unfold about it? Maybe you just realized you ended up with someone for 50 years because of that. You understand completely, I can tell that. By misunderstanding the fundamental nature of experience, all kinds of stories unfold. By correctly understanding and instinctively recognizing the nature of every single thing, the actual identity of every single point of view, complete pleasure is derived. No confusion any longer. Able to sort things out, because in confusion is found no confusion. In confusion itself is found instinctive clarity. In the very labeling of confusion, of fabricating some kind of confused state, is self-arising bliss. No confusion any longer, because in confusion, there's no confusion. From the moment of birth, we teach ourselves to describe certain bodily sensations, thoughts, emotions, and other experiences as sexual or erotic by nature. Just whatever we do, it's okay. Just relax. Get to know yourself exactly as you are. When these viewpoints are granted an independent nature, they create chaos and extremely confused states that are lifelong. It's okay. Take it easy. By the time puberty is reached, complete confusion sets in. By misunderstanding the nature of identity, by puberty, complete confusion sets in. We have no idea what's going on. We never learn, most of us, that puberty is actually the period for fully recognizing, launching, and spontaneously demonstrating the great power of benefit to be displayed by a mature human. When the potent sexual urges and surges of childhood and adolescence are misidentified as real and independently existent, a lifetime of bewilderment and diminished energy ensues. We just didn't learn. However, we're our own parent right now. Instinctive clarity is where it's at. We always have an indestructible family home. And we can rely on that without fail to sort out any of the limiting confusions we have about anything. In instinctive clarity, we clear it all up. As we do, we naturally feel more energetic. It's just the way it is. We don't have anything to keep in place anymore. No states we need to avoid in order to feel good. We find the real feel good, just as it is right here. If clarity is trained up as the nature of all erotic or sexual viewpoints, then instinctive clarity is discovered to be the potent erotic situation we feel driven to find. Right here, whatever you're thinking about, whatever image you have, it's the perfect erotic situation. So get real. That's where it all begins. Only clarity is the basis for enduring relationship of any kind. Otherwise, all relating, individual and collective, is fundamentally driven to indulge, avoid, or replace the great variety of erotic or sexual or other viewpoints. This is very, very simple. The view and points of view. What do we do with points of view? We have four choices: indulge, avoid, replace, or clarify. Basic education for everyone, no one left out. The means to overcome all negativity of all kinds right here in this moment. Erotic impulse itself, like all viewpoints, rests in self-arising pleasure and bliss. Nothing to look for. It's all right here. These are the most potent and profound of the potent and profound instructions. The view and points of view in every single moment, indivisibly together as self-arising bliss. These instructions contain the most essential point because radiant pleasure appears directly. This is your identity, so you just carry on in a powerfully beneficial way. Not contriving anything, clarity luminosity appears as direct experience. The transparent here and now undoes itself in the great release of pure pleasure. Nothing to get hold of, a continuous flow. By any name. Clarity, pleasure, and bliss is the ultimate indestructible vehicle, the outshining of viewpoints in the view. Right here, whatever it is, the anxiety, the exhilaration, the no thoughts, the desire, no desire, the confusion, the lack of confusion, self-arising bliss, the young, the old, the ugly, the beautiful, the in-between. Self-arising bliss. Clarity, bright energy, self-aware, original, potent intelligence, instinctive pleasure and benefit shine forth immediately as the current moment. Nothing complicated. You, just as you are. No before and after, no fix-up needed. No need to wait for a result to ripen later. Right here, just as you are, perfect accord. This liberates here and now. It is the force that frees here and now in blissful accord. Your own current label is the force that frees everything in blissful accord. Viewpoints arise as clarity pleasure already. So as a result, viewpoints are already liberated. Liberated in a continuous flow. Instinctively recognize the clarity view and viewpoints are beloved self-arising pleasure. All cleared up just like that.